kind of cold, it wouldn't keep anything in there like that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But as I said, they have all kind of flowers out in the yard.
And when you cut them, you put them in a little...
In a little vase or any kind of little old stone pitcher you have or anything. Or maybe a fruit jar.
Okay.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, after dinner, you had to do what? You had the dishes were dirty.
You had to wash the dishes.
I see. And after you washed them...
It dried and you put them up.
After you washed them with soap, you had to let them...
If you washed them in soap and scalded them. And then you went ahead and dried them, put them in a pan full of hot water after you washed them. That's what's called rinsing them off.
I see.
And then take a big fry out and dry them and put them up, you see. Well, then that night...
What do you call the cloth you'd use?
Drying cloth.
Drying cloth. Yeah. And to wash them, you'd use a...
A dish rag.
Dish rag.
Dish rag. That's right. Use a dish rag. And I said, then the supper, you'd done the same thing. After you eat supper, you had to wash the supper dishes. In the morning, dinner dishes, in the morning, the breakfast dishes. You had to wash the dishes three times a day.
They get too slam busy.
That's right.
Now, what do you call a little small terry cloth thing you use to wash your face with?
Towel. Use just a little cloth. We call it a little cloth, and of course we call it a towel, you know, what you dry your face on. And you have wash your face in a dish, in a wash pan, a tin wash pan. And every house had what they call a water share set out in the front, a tank across the front.
Yeah.
And had a little hole in one of, and you had a water bucket. Was made out of cedar, gold-looking, brass-looking rims around. You went to the well, draw water, brought it, set on the share, and had this pan that cut a hole and put this pan in it. You washed your face with it.
Yeah.
You know, like that. Then in winter time, at night, you'd go to the well, draw a fresh bucket of water in this bucket, and bring it to the house and set it with a fireplace so it wouldn't be froze over so in the morning when you got up. It'd be froze over, but not hard. It seemed, you know, they'd keep a fire and had it all night, just put on what they call a back stick. They have very big old sticks. And at night, they always have enough to put one of them on when you start to bed. And the next morning, it'd burn slow all night, you know, sometimes. Everything. You have cold the next morning to start your fall.
I see.
Yes.
Did you have maybe a cistern or something like that?
We had an underground cistern.
I see. How would you get water out of that?
You had a bucket and a wind that you don't pull with. The thing would pull it. Just a big old wooden thing went across it. And each side had a cut in, so you don't just have... You know, you just can't keep it all right.
Yeah. Oh, that water is good.
Well, that is half now. Okay.
That porch goes all the way around.
Except the north side. We didn't put one on the north side, but it goes all the way around. But see, when I moved here in 1917, there's just four big rooms here. And as I said, a hall, dog trough, hall.
Uh-huh.
And upstairs, had upstairs to it.
Yeah.
But now we put this, built this on when we remodeled. It used to face this way, the house did. The road used to come along down there.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, when I moved here.
It came along?
That front of the way down here, possibly come that way up here, above Dr. Young's place.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what did you do then?
We farmed most of then. My husband was a cattleman.
Yes, ma'am.
We had a mule barn in Grand Canyon, and he sold mules in the wintertime and sold cattle in the summertime.
Well, no, when the road changed.
Oh, when the road changed? Well, gravel is high way out here. They cut it off, you know, how they made it straight instead of going around this way.
Yeah.
And that was in...
You want me to put this up? I'll fill it up. You want me to fill it up?
That's all right. You can get it up if you want to. And it was... And when the railroad began to come down here, see, the railroad was down here.
Put this in here?
Yes, it just said right in at the front. That's all right. But when the railroad was down here, then when I moved here, we had to go way down below there to have a crossing.
Yeah.